showers and thunderstorms starting by late morning. Some storms could be strong with a high of 74. It's 63 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed by Hamas on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. The news comes as the UN's top court prepares to rule on an urgent request by South Africa that Israel halt its military action in Gaza immediately. The NCAA and five major sports conferences have reached a deal that calls for revenue sharing with college athletes. How much could they make?
There's no stipulations on exactly how much will go to each athlete or each individual, but there's certainly some questions that remain about whether Title IX will factor into that.
That's senior writer for The Athletic, Justin Williams. This weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer, severe storms getting in the way of at least some people's plans, especially those who are flying. Australian media reporting that a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea is believed to have killed at least 100 people. An emergency response is still underway, and officials say there will be more victims. This is ABC News. Sentencing today for one of five American tourists arrested in Turks and Caicos. All five charged with illegally bringing ammunition to the tropical British territory, and they could face 12-year prison terms. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
U.S. officials have accused police and prosecutors on Turks and Caicos of targeting Americans, insisting that none of the five caught with bullets in their luggage intended any harm. Premier Washington Missick denies the officials' claims.
We do not target U.S. citizens or any other nationality.
Brian Hagerich of Western Pennsylvania is to be sentenced today. He insists he had accidentally left a box of ammunition in his luggage after a previous hunting trip.
ABC's Jim Ryan, one of the five, Michael Evans from Texas, allowed to return to the U.S. for medical reasons. Counting crows, not just a rock band. Scientists teaching actual birds to count between one and four out loud. They caw the correct number of times when asked with visual or verbal cues. The study finding the crows are about as accurate with their math skills as toddlers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nothing says spring more than beautiful floral displays. Hi, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. We currently have a number of colorful floral pieces for decorating your living spaces or remembering your loved ones with thoughtful, memorable tributes. Our convenience store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and we are located on the historic Court Street in beautiful downtown Richland Center. I invite you to stop and visit us soon.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant five-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Head to Richland Locker for amazing Memorial Day deals. Get certified ground round 85/15% for just $4.98 per pound in a 3-pound package. Buy a 1.75 liter bottle of Svedka and get a 1.75 liter of Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix for only $2, saving you $7.49. From the deli, Black Forest sliced ham is only $4.98 per pound. Stock up on all your weekend supplies, brats, hot dogs, craft beer, and liquor. Celebrate with savings at Richland Locker.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Daniel 12:13. There is a group of people in the United States called preppers. They are focused on preparing for the end of the world or some other great apocalyptic event. They stock up on guns, ammunition, food, water, and generators. Some build underground bunkers with air filtration systems. Others have bags of gold coins stashed away for the use in the event that paper money becomes worthless. One of these individuals recently stated, "My current state of mind is oscillating between optimism and sheer terror. There is a rest provided for the people of God, a place of perfect security. As we keep our hearts pure and holy before the Lord, we do not need to fear the terrible things that will happen after Jesus returns. We expect to escape the great tribulation that will come upon this world. Our hope is in the bright future ahead with the Lord." Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another busy weather day shaping up here in the Midwest thanks to a strong low-pressure system pushing out of the Central Plains, moving northeast, causing quite a bit of rain and thunderstorm activity this morning already across Iowa, eastern Nebraska, southern Minnesota area. That will sweep in here late this morning and be with us through the early evening. Rain amounts are expected to be on the order of a half inch to an inch across our region, causing some more rises on the small streams and some lowland flooding. We do anticipate the chance of a few strong thunderstorms as well with hail and wind, even a small chance of a tornado this afternoon, so please pay attention to the skies and listen in for later statements. Now, we are expecting nice weather tomorrow, so definitely get out there and enjoy a lot of those spring activities. We are expecting plenty of sun. Sunday, though, back to stormy, wet conditions as the next strong low moves through. Could again bring another half inch to an inch of rain. Behind that, just a little bit cool early next week with leftover light showers. Things should dry out completely by Wednesday. So today, mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Starting by late morning, some of those could be heavy, high 74. Southeast wind turning south 10 to 18. Tonight, any showers or storms ending in the evening, then partly cloudy, low at 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild with a high of 73. West wind becoming southwest around 10. As we head into Sunday, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, high 67. On Memorial Day, variably cloudy and breezy with spotty light showers possible, low 51, high 68. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and cool, a few passing light showers, low at 46 with a high of 64. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 71. The sunshine sticks around for Thursday with a high of 75. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 63 and cloudy conditions. The air is calm at WRCO. 78 was yesterday's high. The morning low today was 54. Record high 92 in 1950. Record low 29 in 1963. Last year's high 73 and the low 50. Sunset will occur at 8:28 this evening, while sunrise time will be at 5:29 tomorrow morning. Want to keep you updated on the severe thunderstorm warning, which remains in effect now till 8:45 for southeastern Grant County. A severe thunderstorm that has been indicating 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and a little bit of small hail as well. So it'll be in the Platteville area around 8:25 today. Other areas affected include Potosi and Rockville. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Grant County now extended until 8:45 today. 64 right now in Richland Center. That is the morning high.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Coming up, we'll go over some of the track names from last night, some advancing to state, some coming close, details on baseball regional openers and regional championships for softball, a lot to choose from, plus a look at a weekend series coming up for the Milwaukee Brewers. That is up today in sports.
Experience the joy flowers can bring at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. You'll find a wonderful selection of hanging baskets and patio plants that are sure to please. Make someone smile with beautiful fresh-cut flowers. Pick from ready-to-go bouquets, or we can create a one-of-a-kind arrangement for you. Honor the memory of loved ones with custom silk floral arrangements, specially designed for cemetery urns and monuments. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Congratulations to track athletes in the top four yesterday in the sectionals. They are advancing to state. Malachi Fretz of Richland Center took first place in the 1600 run with a time of 4:28.36. He is headed to state next week in lacrosse. He also finished 14th in the 800. Ryan Stadler, 11th in the 3200. Robert Budden, 8th in the 800. And Teague Perkins did not place in shot put yesterday. The relay team, the 4x4, was 10th. Grayson Banker, Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, and Malachi Fretz. For the River Valley boys, Mason Schulte was 9th in the 1600, Aiden Hill 6th in the 400, and 9th in the 200, and Wesley Hatfield 9th in the 400. For the girls, Danica Pauls, a sophomore for Richland Center, is headed to state after a third-place finish in the pole vault yesterday. 10-6 was the height at Portage. Congratulations, Danica. Soleil Ewing was 6th in the long jump. Madeline Huber, 8th in shot and 7th in discus. Brielle Grant was 14th in the 3200 and 14th in the 1600 for River Valley yesterday. Elsewhere in track and field action at Bangor, Ithaca Weston had a good day. Kaylee Miller was first in the high jump with a 5-1. Kaylee Peterson first in 800 with a 2:20.97, her season best. And Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson combined to finish fourth place in the 4x1 relay. For the boys, Clayton Lee headed to state after a third-place finish in the 1600, a time of 4:35.96, a four-way photo finish. It was a personal best and new school record for Clayton. Congratulations to him. Aubrey Cook was fifth in the triple jump, just missed state with a 33.175. The Ithaca Weston girls finished 29th, tied for 9th. Cochran Fountain City was the team that was tied with the Ithaca Weston Co-op. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Tim Bailey of Riverdale advancing to state. Tim took first in the 100 with a time of 10:95, first in the 200 at 22:29. Riverdale's Noah Arrington was fifth in the 400 and 13th in the 200. Also in boys action, Kickapoo LaFarge's Adric Egge first in the 400, and the Kickapoo LaFarge 4x4 was fourth. Adric Egge, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter, and the 4x8 finished fourth. They're state-bound, including Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, Arlen Walter, and Brecken Miller. For Boscobel, Gabe Davis is fourth in the 800 and advances, as does Cameron Hogan, fourth in the pole vault, among the highlights for the Bulldogs yesterday. In girls' action yesterday for Riverdale, it was Kaylee Carter finishing third in pole vault, and she is state-bound, representing the Chieftains. Mallory Meese, sixth in the 1600, and Gretchen Buchholz, fifth in the high jump. Again, the top four advance. Kickapoo LaFarge girls, Katie Rando is fourth in the 200. The 4x2 relay team was third, headed to state. Jewel Kleinsaucer, also Ava Young, Morgan Wheatonen, and Katie Rando. And the 4x4 was fourth. Katie Rando, Morgan Wheatonen, Autumn Jacks, and Jaden Snagel ran that for Kickapoo LaFarge. Boscobel's Nora Gilson is headed to state, third in the 800. Aaliyah Kleesner, third in the 1600. And the 4x8 was a sectional champion. Nora Gilson, Maddie Kinnett, along with Aubrey Seep and Aaliyah Kleesner. The state track and field meet gets underway next Friday in La Crosse. Softball regional championships yesterday. The Ithaca softball team won the game 4-1 over Seneca. Bulldog senior Olivia Young had an outstanding game, pitching for victory, going the distance, striking out 11 and walking 2. She allowed just 4 base runners and at one point of the game retired 13 in a row. 2 freshmen led the way at the plate. J.C. Maxwell was 2-for-3 with an RBI, and Maylee Plemer, 2-for-2 with a walk. Kaylee Newkirk drove in a run, and Josie Lau singled and scored for Ithaca, which improved to 17-2. Bridget Hall suffered the pitching loss for Seneca after giving up 9 hits. The Royals fall to 10-12 for their final season record. Ithaca will now prepare to host a sectional semifinal softball game on Tuesday. That will be against Hillsboro. The Tigers won a regional championship 8-1 over Brookwood. Elsewhere in girls softball, it was a win for Barneveld 4-3 over Highland, and Judah Albany was a 2-1 winner over Belmont. Blair Taylor advanced after a 7-5 victory against Cashton in Division 4. Cuba City ended the great year for Boscobel. The Cubans 2-1 over the Bulldogs, and Fenimore 11-0 over Mineral Point. Advancing in Division 3 yesterday, Adams Friendship pulls the upset. 5th seed over number 1 and state-rated Prairie du Chien. Adams Friendship 4-3 winners. They'll advance to play at River Valley coming up on Tuesday. The Blackhawks of the Wild come from behind finish, at least 7 runs down in the game, tied it at 8 in the bottom of the 7th, and went on to win 11-10 in 8 innings over Lancaster. River Valley hosts Adams Friendship in the sectional semifinal. All teams that won yesterday are 2 wins away from the state softball tournament. Mount Horeb 20-3 over Wisconsin Dells in 3 innings, and West Salem 4-0 over Portage in Division 2 softball. And now to baseball. Trevor Westfall pitched a complete game for Weston yesterday with 57 pitches, allowing no earned runs on 3 hits, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. The Eagles had 5 hits on the night. Garrett Granger with a double. Logan Bingham, Garrett Jennings, Isaac Jennings, and Colton Newman all had singles. Corbin Gross and Trevor Westfall, each with an RBI with sacrifice flies. It was a solid night defensively with no errors, and Trevor Westfall pitching an outstanding game. That took a total of 1 hour and 6 minutes. Weston, 4-0 over Kickapoo, advancing in the tournament. Also, Seneca was a winner, 4-2 over North Crawford to open up tournament play, and Wazika Steuben, end of the year for New Lisbon, 10-4. Brookwood, 2-1 over LaFarge Youth Initiative. The Falcons will take on Royal, which had a first-round bye. The Ithaca Bulldogs had a first-round bye. They will host Cashton after the Eagles' 12-3 victory against Hillsboro. The Bulldogs will start tournament play Tuesday at 5. It was River Ridge 3-2 over Schulzburg-Benton. They'll next play Belmont. Barneveld was a 10-2 victor against Argyle Blackhawk. They will face Highland, which had a first-round bye. And Iowa Grant was a 6-4 winner over Southwestern. The Panthers advanced to play the Riverdale Chieftains. Riverdale also had a bye in yesterday's tournament action. Fenimore was a winner in Division 3, 4-3. They edged Luther in 10 innings. Prairie du Chien was an 8-2 winner over Melrose Mindoro yesterday. They next will face Westby after the Norsemen picked up an 11-0 five-inning victory against Boscobel. Darlington 3-0 over Westfield. Mineral Point 9-6 over Luther. Cuba City advances after a hard-fought 2-1 victory against Dodgeville. The Cubans play at Viroqua on Tuesday. Poinette was a winner over Wisconsin Heights 6-5 in 8 innings. And now to Division II, where the Richland Center Hornets put on a great show and pulled an upset. The Hornets were a 12th seed playing at Portage, and they knocked off the 5th-seeded Warriors by a score of 2-1 in 9 innings. The Hornets advanced to play at Mount Horeb, a 4th seed, which defeated that was Adams Friendship 11-0 in 5 innings. Sauk Prairie advanced after a 5-2 win against Wisconsin Dells to face Reedsburg in the next round. Lodi 7-1 over Baraboo, and Platteville end of the year for River Valley 7-6. Platteville will play at Madison Edgewood on Tuesday in the next round of the tournament. The Riverdale Chieftains defeated 12th-rated Royal 3-0 in a regular season game on Thursday night. The Chieftains got another great pitching performance from Logan Cagle as he went 6 innings, striking out 8 and giving up just 2 hits. Chase Chitwood would come in the 7th to nail down the win. Chase would go 2-for-3 in the game with an RBI. The Chieftains will open tournament play on Tuesday night at home against Iowa Grant. Game time will be 4:30 for that contest. The Hornet girls soccer team finished out the regular season with a 6-0 loss versus conference champion Dodgeville Mineral Point. The Hornets played their best game of the season, especially almost at full strength. The Hornets started out the game with some great passing and teamwork and kept the score close at halftime, 2-0. The team started to get tired and winded in the second half, leading to more scoring for Dodge Point. Lily Tidrick had another fantastic game in goal with over 25 saves. Defense led by Bryn Anderson, Cambry Stifler, and Wren Wilson. Midfield play by Erilyn Wallace, Selah Nelson, Claire Stadler, and Sephora Ewing improved and created some offensive chances. A young Hornet squad that continues to show improvement and look to the future. Regionals is set for the Hornets. May 30th, they will play at Assumption. The Brewers' final stop in a 9-game road trip starts tonight at Fenway Park in Boston. Bryce Wilson will be starting the opener for manager Pat Murphy. The Red Sox look to counter with Cutter Crawford, who is 2-2 with a 2.17 ERA. The Brewers are looking to try and get back on track and win a weekend series against an old American League East opponent and rival. Last night, the Cubs lost to Atlanta, final score of 3-0. San Diego 6-4 over Cincinnati. San Francisco 7 and Pittsburgh 6. In the American League, the Yankees 5, Seattle 0. Toronto 9-1 over Detroit. Baltimore beat the White Sox 8-6. Philadelphia 5, Texas 2. Oakland 10-9 over Colorado. In the NBA playoffs, Boston 126, Indiana 110. And from the NHL, Edmonton 3-2 over Dallas in double overtime. Tonight, Dallas plays at Minnesota as the NBA playoffs continue, and Florida will be at the New York Rangers. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. and Ferrellgas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Ferrellgas today.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. Seniors of Ithaca High School, your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. Best wishes from Muller & Sons Excavating, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and Boscobel & Center Pharmacies, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know, just pull up slow. You wanna tie up, put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, cozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. Cocktail cove, just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts, get your name buzz and tie it up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie it up, cozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie it up. And tie it up. Dreams just rise, sun's on blast. Got a red, red mix and a
getting my feet in water.
Fresh in the Country underway with a song that's into the top 40 this week, Zac Brown Band and Tie Up. Fresh in the Country sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance in downtown Richland Center. Phil Nee with you on a Friday. Some brand new releases leading right toward our most played country song across the land. And the trivia question of the day is up in about 15 minutes. Here's a new one from Austin Snell.
God are a little tighter than you might think. I talk to him all the time. He knows that I drank to drown, get lost to get found. It won't work forever, but it's working for now. Yeah, I dive into the deep end of every vice like I got a lifeline. She's gotta be the worst one. She drives me insane. She's firing my wings. Sometimes I think I don't wanna be saved. God are a little tighter than you might think. And I talk to him all the time. Empty the bottle and empty my soul. I sleep with the devil and I wake up alone. Kicking myself while I pick up my clothes. I make the same mistakes and I pray on the way.
Just past 8:30 on WRCO Radio on a Friday. Again, some severe weather in the southeastern area of Grant County through the Platteville area and beyond for some wind and a little bit of hail as well. We've had just a touch, just a trace of precipitation here at the studios.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant 5-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Trivia is coming up from WRCO Radio, and chances and opportunities to win throughout this day. So get ready for that. Also on the morning show today, we'll talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination and some of their recent outings and their plans coming up here for the summer.
Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
Brand new, fresh from the country tunes here on WRCO. This is new from Dalton Dover.
Yeah, there's one thing you can count on. Ain't no one getting out of this wake up working while we're alive. Some folks prefer a casket, some get turned into ashes, but I got other plans for when I die. Oh, bury me in this bar, where the women and the whiskey ain't too far. Yeah, my soul is meant to be long, underneath that neon, smiling to the sound of a steel guitar. I'll rest in peace for all my people. Just point to where I'm laying, below that white oak sawdust hardwood floor. If anybody starts to miss me, just pour that shot of whiskey. Let them know I never made it out that door.
From the country on WRCO Radio and bury me in this bar. Good to have you along for our update here. Some great tunes coming your way along the way, and the brand new number one as well, right around the bend. This is new from Ryan Montgomery.
It's a road go-to spot. I left my truck in that parking lot. A lot of Friday nights, yeah, we got a little crazy. Me and you ran up some tabs, we shut it down, we caught some cabs, helped them keep on the lights. Oh, didn't we, baby? Now here I am alone, just thinking, drinking about you. No, it ain't the same without you.
Whiskey strong, feels like I'm right where I've been. smiling at me from a corner booth, just a woman to dance, rocking my world. I don't know where you are tonight, but I'm missing a girl. Girl, it's your kind of crowd, not too lame and not too loud. Yeah, you'd be loving it, and I'd love it if you'd walk right through the door like you knew.
Montgomery, fresh from the country on WRCO. Your chance to win some delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is hot and happening right now. Your opportunity to win, if you're the first to come through with the right answer, 35% of all grown men have hidden the fact that they own one from their mother. 608-647-4155. 35% of all grown men have hidden the fact that they own one from their mother. Give it a try if you think you know. WRCO trivia today for a Friday. This one hot and moving up the charts for Morgan Wallen featuring Ernest.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. She got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of book wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. That's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. The wild kind of loving you made. The guy say,
never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. World where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Trivia mystery has been solved. Congrats to Vicki Olson, who knew the right answer. 35% of all grown men have hidden the fact that they own one from their mother. A motorcycle. That's the answer this time. Mom might worry that you'll get hurt. Motorcycle kind of hidden it so you don't ride it to mom's place, I guess. Yep. I remember my mom saying, you know, you got to be really, really careful. But I eventually took one training wheel off. You know, I think that was my senior year. But anyway, congrats, Vicki, our latest winner from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
The home talent baseball season is underway, and WRCO Sports invites you to join us for select games throughout the 2024 season. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for home talent baseball on Sunday, when the Muscadet Mudcats will play host to Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Hear the action on WRCO, beginning with the pregame time around 12:45 Sunday. It's home talent baseball back on the radio for 24. We'll be along in Muscadet to begin our season on Sunday. But it could be a little rainy on Sunday, as they're talking about occasional showers and thunderstorms. Just a little bit of light rain this morning. The severe thunderstorm warning that was issued and happened in southeastern Grant County, that has now expired. More Fresh from the Country is coming up, sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
13 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Making news today on the entertainment side, Red Nose Day has raised $370 million since 2015 to fund anti-poverty efforts. This year, Comic Relief US wants to draw donations for its campaign by encouraging childlike wonder, a sensation that the charity says millions of needy children miss out on each year. That's why the 24 fundraising campaign includes a sweepstakes for six fanciful experiences. The prizes include a life-size cookie of oneself and a trip to befriend a penguin. Who would have thought? Comic Relief US CEO Allison Moore says it's an effort to evoke the childhood dream of whimsy. As in recent years, the charity is also opting for digital red noses over the iconic physical one, this time through some new filters. Here's a brand new country one from Johnny Tolley.
Mm-hmm. copper tone Ray-Bans. Headed out to the edge of dry land. I was down there just last spring, during tourist season. I gotta get back there again, but for a different reason. It ain't the sailboats out on the water, ain't the taste of the pina coladas. It ain't the fishing I've been missing, all the miles of sand or the ocean.
Johnny Talley and WRCO and Coming Back For You. Cloudy skies and 63 here at WRCO Studios. Some great tunes coming your way today. Remember, it is Poppy Day, so do your part and do a donation and wear that poppy proudly. Yes, the Richland Center American Legion Auxiliary Post 13 at area businesses today for Poppy Day. Make a donation and receive that poppy. And Team Booney Tunes hosting the 13th annual benefit art and garage sale today and tomorrow from 8 until 5 each day. Proceeds going to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Grace, which is our subject coming up on the morning show today. Stop by and see our good friend Jim Wongton Donk, and always supports Grace so well. That's coming up this weekend, today and tomorrow. The Art Barn will be open in Gillingham as well on Highway 56. Also going on tomorrow, the Pleasant Ridge Church in Willow Township will have an open house from 9 until 4, and Sunday from 9 until noon. Live in Viroqua Music Series takes over downtown Viroqua starting tomorrow night and continuing every other Saturday until August 31st. Gates will open at 5, music starting at 6. We always like to promote live music here. And Saturday will feature DOG, delivering a fusion of hip-hop, funk, and soul. For more information about Live in Viroqua and to view the full lineup of performances, you can visit the Viroqua Facebook page. That's coming up this weekend. A good local music opportunity for you. Here's a brand new one from Robbie Johnson on Fresh from the Country.
That's right. Clock's ticking, y'all. Smile on your face, gonna think you finally made it to your saving grace. Bragging and showing off your D.O.B.
Robbie Johnson, fresh from the country on WRCO. Most played country songs across the land. Jordan Davis, last week's number one. At number five with Tucson Too Late. Kenny Chesney, Take Her Home at number four. Jelly Roll is up to number three with Halfway to Hell. And Bailey Zimmerman at number two with Where It Ends, the number one tune. Florida Georgia Line had a lot of number ones, and now the guys have gone solo, and Tyler Hubbard sits at number one with Back Then, Right Now.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church was where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then. Watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could